Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and please do allow me a little indulgence, since I wish to clarify that there is no divide. I wish to recall what we have been doing for the past 2 hours. You had proposed a text to us. My delegation has at 3 points, at least just this afternoon, given its consensus to 3 different formulations. So certainly I don't see that we have any concerns, but we do insist on a certain balance manner in consistency in approaching our work. So we agreed to the original text you proposed, and despite us nationally not liking that mandate, but we agreed on it on the basis of pragmatism, because that is the outcome of what the GGE did this year. What could not have been resolved at the GGE, in our opinion, was difficult to resolve in an afternoon meeting here. So we agreed to that. Nevertheless, it was the view of certain delegations, and it is the full right of all members to take us down the road of a drafting exercise. And we engaged in that constructively. We gave our second agreement on the basis of the proposal that was made by the distinguished delegation of the United States. They had proposed a detailed text, and we said that we can also agree to that formulation, because in our mind, it restored balance between what we were recalling from previous decisions. Then on the third stage, we also agreed to a formulation proposed by the Russian Federation. So, Mr. Chair, frankly, we are in your hands. We have given our agreement to 3 different formulations that have been presented in this room, and we will stand by any of those 3 formulations. But if we go down further drafting exercise, certainly it is not this delegation that is pushing us down that road. And we would urge all colleagues to look at the 3 options that at least we have agreed to, and if any of those are workable for all distinguished colleagues in the room, we would be happy to support them. Thank you, Mr. Chair.